Now, here's a statistic that might surprise you about China. More than 300 million people there are learning English. Think about that. That's roughly the population of the United States. And it's not just children learning in school. More and more adults, members of China's affluent rising middle class, are hitting the English books. The world's Nina Porzuki recently met one young mother in Beijing who decided she needed to learn English in her spare time.
So fancy. Okay.
Let's go.
Wang Lin started taking English classes a few months ago. She chose the English name Lin, she tells me. Lin is 31 and very fashionable. Designer sunglasses. We pile into her enormous white SUV and head to her English training center. Lin is determined to master English.
So you need to take the
seatbelt.
Yes. How do you say this one?
Seatbelt.
Seatbelt.
Belt.
Belt.
Like belt.
Belt.
Like this.
Belt.
Belt.
Boat.
Belt.
A boat.
B-E-L-T.
Yes. Seatbelt.
Yes.
Like I said, determined. And if she combines that determination with even a fraction of the patience it takes to survive the Beijing traffic we encounter, then I'd say she's in pretty good shape to master a new language.
Yeah, I'm not shy. My level of English.
My level
is very low, but I'm not shy to say it.
That other voice you hear, by the way, is my interpreter. Lin takes classes at Education First, or EF. And they're not cheap. The two-year course costs nearly $6,000. EF has English training centers around the world. It opened its first center in China in 1993, catering to 7- and 8-year-olds. Today, there are more than 200 centers around the country. EF's clients are increasingly young professionals.
And also the stay-at-home mothers.
Stay-at-home mothers, says EF China's Executive Vice President Angela Xu, are part of a new trend of English language learner in China.
You see the trend of people learning English just for leisure. They want to travel the world, see the world, be able to communicate by themselves.
Lin is typical of this new wave of English language student. She moved to Beijing 5 years ago from her town in Hunan province. Lin and her husband started an advertising business together. They did pretty well. Bought a big apartment in the kind of complex that's popping up everywhere in China. A cluster of high-rise apartments with some parks and ponds wedged in between. A good place for toddlers, she says. And Lin has a toddler of her own and is now a full-time mom. Her toddler Shishi is darling. Pigtails, big cheeks, shy initially in front of the microphone. So her mom speaks for her.
You say hello.
How old are you?
I'm 2 years old.
You're 2 years old. What's your favorite song?
一闪一闪亮晶晶.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star.
Shishi is the main reason Lin decided to study English, she says. Lin did learn some English in middle school, but she never really paid attention. She never really cared about learning any foreign language, she says, until her daughter was born.
In the future, in my daily life, I can't separate my life with the language English because I need to teach my kid English, and we will travel to foreign countries, and I always buy things online from other countries, so I need it.
That last part is especially important. Lin buys everything for Shishi online from websites like eBay. Baby clothes, baby shampoo, baby food, it's all from abroad with English labels and instructions.
Because in China, a lot of things is, we think it's not safe.
Like what?
Milk. My daughter's milk is all from abroad.
Yes, she even buys milk online. You might remember the 2008 milk scandal in China when baby formula was found laced with the plastic melamine. That was 7 years ago, but still, Lin will only buy foreign baby formula. Back in the car, still in traffic, Lin calls up the EF English Center to see if she can squeeze in a last-minute class.
Thank you for calling EF English First Down Wang Lu Center.
Lately, Lin has been studying for her upcoming trip abroad. She and her husband plan to go to Austria later this year. It will be her first time outside of China. And she tells me her teacher has been instructing her on some very practical English phrases she will need to hit the shops.
So small, medium, large, extra large, like this.
Do you like shopping?
Yeah, it's my favorite thing.
For the world, I'm Nina Porzuki, Beijing, China.
Nina's story is part of our ongoing project Across Women's Lives. And next week, we'll be featuring stories about girls and women's education every day. We call the series Teach Her. We'll hear about girls learning how to write computer code, girls training to fight in the military, girls learning to rock, and what girls in Canada used to learn about sex.
Soon, Molly will be a young woman, having dates, going to dances in lovely romantic dresses.
And how that message is changing. This fall, some sex ed programs in Canada will include things like sexting, gender identity, condoms, and consent. Not all parents are happy about that. We'll hear about Canada's sex ed debate and a lot more on our series Teach Her, next week, right here on The World.